Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, Caroline Bruder joins us once a week in studio to highlight another great local cause. And I can't believe after a year and a half of doing this, we haven't had these folks on before.
I know. I really can't believe it. Hi. Good morning, everybody. We have Robin Fold and Renee Bangeter from First Thursday's Art Walk, as Tyler prepped everybody. And that's one of our favorite Laguna Beach pastimes. And I was asking, was it always called First Thursday's Art Walk or just Art Walk? So good morning, ladies. And let's just dive in and talk about that, the branding.
Good morning. Yes, First Thursday's Art Walk's been around for more than 15 years, and it occurs on the first Thursday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m.
Well, I think people, the locals know that, but it's called First Thursday's Art Walk, not just Art Walk or First Thursday's. So anyway, so how did that get, where's the beginning of that branding?
You might know that more, Robin.
I've been around this town for a while now. When it was started, it was called that, of course, you know, to remind everybody that it's going to be the first Thursdays of every month.
Right.
So, it stuck, and that's our brand. And we've got over 40 member galleries.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we chip in for advertising and all kinds of wonderful things cultural, you know, programming during the art walk, like some entertainment and
providing the trolley service so that everyone can get around town on Thursday night.
Yeah, for those who don't know what First Thursday's Art Walk is, let's just give a 30,000 foot level of what it is, and it's very unique to Laguna Beach.
I wish I had the mission statement memorized, but what we're trying to do is really raise awareness and the cultural aspect of Laguna Beach being a year-round destination for art and enjoyment. And then we spend a lot of time focusing on the educational aspect of it, and that's how we've partnered with LCAD.
Yeah, and by being open, all the galleries open in the evening, which is, you know, rare for most of them.
Right.
It's also encouraging people to come in. It's a reception-like atmosphere, so hopefully they're not going to be so fearful, because sometimes people do have fear about going into a gallery. They have a misconception about it, that they're all highfalutin and, you know, they're not just going to talk to anybody. So that's part of our educational program. I mean, there's artists doing demonstrations and, you know, gallery owners, directors, everybody's open to talking to everybody. We want people to enjoy art and to appreciate it, and we're so fortunate to be in a town with so many artists and galleries. So we're really, you know, focused on getting people educated about the art.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great way to introduce people to the artists, the galleries in town, and also kids, because they can go see multiple galleries, and it is a family friendly environment,
yes,
even though it is a adult beverage environment too.
Well, not
as much as one would think. I mean, most of the galleries have kind of shied away from making it a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we've really focused on helping those artists, because we have a wide range of artists showing in Laguna, from the very seasoned and established artists down to the emerging artists straight out of school.
So what do you guys have going on for the next few months? What are the highlights?
Well, this month, or in December, the next upcoming one, in here in a few days, actually, it will be focused on the mentoring program. It's a professional student gallery mentoring program. It's a collaboration between First Thursday's Art Walk and the Laguna College of Art and Design. And we have 19 galleries participating in that program. They're very generous to donate some gallery space for those young artists that are graduating seniors to show a piece or two of their work that night, and then the proceeds go directly to the student on the sale of that art, will go directly to the student as well as to the scholarship fund that will allow other students to enjoy an education at LCAD.
What a great program.
Yeah, and thank you. And the professional mentoring program is also, it's related to a class that I teach at LCAD, which is Professional Studies for the Fine Artist. And so it's a course that's helping, teaching them to market themselves and, all about advertising, invoices, taxes, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And so
all that fun stuff,
right?
That you actually, you know, to have a
so
business.
Necessary. So necessary for success. So we partnered with you know, with the art walk. And so the students get to use the tools that they learn in class in a real life setting. So we're so appreciative of the galleries.
Yeah, they meet with the galleries a couple times during this program so that they can learn to price their art and how to hang it and framing. There's just the business of art and the making of art are just so two different animals.
That's great, ladies. I love that. So what is the date of the program? December?
It'll be December 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. And where can people find out more information about the whole program and LCAD and First Thursday's Art Walk?
You can find out more information on firstthursdaysartwalk.org or on our Facebook page, First Thursday's Art Walk. And we'll be posting information on those social media pages about the specific artists, where they're showing, and we'll also have maps in galleries throughout the city so that you can see which galleries are participating.
That's great. And how many students are participating in the mentoring program?
19 this year.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And they're all LCAD students.
Yes, yeah. They're all part of the senior professional studies class. They're all seniors graduating in May, so they're going to have all their tools all set to go upon graduation.
Well, that's excellent, and we love the Laguna College of Art and Design.
Thanks, and wait till you see the talent this year. Of course, I say that every year.
They're amazing.
But the work, yeah, fantastic. And so they can get a preview on...
On our Facebook page, we'll be mentioning the artists and the galleries that are participating.
And the Facebook page is called?
First Thursday's Art Walk.
Okay, so everybody go check that out and make sure that you mark your calendar to go see these great young artists showing their work. And for those of you who become a member of KX93.5 during this week, a portion of your membership will go directly to LCAD and First Thursday's Art Walk.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You guys do such great work and have, you know, our foundation of our community here in Laguna Beach. So I want to thank my guests, Robin and Renee from LCAD and First Thursday's Art Walk. Thanks for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. And until next time, this is Caroline Bruder. Check out my Facebook page. Let me know if you have anybody else or any other philanthropists or nonprofits or social causes that I should be highlighting. Until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.